This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are today.
Inside the Herd.
You came here, fans forget that you came here as a running back, and now as a senior, when you look back and you look at all those years and all the transition into becoming a wide receiver and becoming a pretty good wide receiver at that, when you put all that together, is it hard to think that, man, it wasn't that long ago you came here as a running back?
Yeah, it's a little weird, I'm not going to lie, but my position coach right now, Coach Burns, he's really helped me made the transition pretty smoothly, and you know, just coached me up, getting me, keep me do the right technique and everything, and he's been a lifesaver for me.
We talked about it a little bit, but senior year, can you believe it's already here?
It's crazy. It's honestly really crazy. I remember coming here just a little freshman, you know, not knowing my right from my left, and now I'm here, senior year, you know, expect to lead these young guys and everything, and it's just it's crazy. It's awesome.
We are with Ryan Smith, the Bison wide receiver, old number 4, hanging out with us on Inside the Herd. It's brought to you by your area Stop and Go food stores. Stop and Go, the best buns in town, and maybe some of the best hands we'll go with on the team. Ryan Smith, the wide receiver, joining us. And Ryan, when you look at all of your career and you look at all the ups and the downs and the things that have happened, talk about, especially in the last year or so, how you've grown as an athlete and as a player and as a leader.
Well, you know, last year was one heck of a year for us and everything, but there is always that room for improvement still, and you gotta give yourself you gotta be the biggest critic of yourself. So you gotta get in the film room, watch yourself. You know, you gotta always keep improving, and you know what? That's the mindset of a lot of players on our team. You know, that's why you know we've had so much success.
Last week, 8 catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown in that 24-21 win over Kansas State. Talk about your relationship with your quarterback, who also is your roommate as well. You and Brock seem to be together on the same page and have been for some time.
Yeah, you know, what me and Brock have, it's something else, because something really special, because, you know, we live together and everything, kind of screwed on with each other a little bit and have fun with each other, you know. But when we're on the field, it's all business, you know. We gotta, you know, who's running the right depth. Gotta get the right depths and everything on our routes, and you know he's always on the money. So,
you and Brock are big WWE fans.
Oh yeah.
If there's a wrestling match, who are you? Who's Brock? Who do you guys follow?
Gosh, Brock either John Cena or The Rock, and I like to be The Rock or a little. He calls me Hornswoggle too, I guess. It's a little short wrestling guy. I don't know. It's kind of funny, but you can look him up and you probably laugh. It's kind of funny.
But you guys get into this, though. You definitely like your wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every Monday night's Monday Night Raw. We don't miss it, you know. It gets pretty intense in the 222 apartment, so it's pretty funny to be around.
Have you got the other teammates in on some of that? You bring guys over for Monday Night Raw?
You know, it's just me, Brock, and Trevor, basically, you know, and we have a lot of fun with it. You know, Grant Olsen comes a little, he's came over a couple times, but everyone's kind of secluded about the WWE. It's funny.
Let's look forward to Ferris State a little bit, a team that's given up in the past couple of years a lot of passing yards. They gave up 234 yards a game last year through the air, gave up 22 touchdowns. That, as a receiver, must make your eyes light up a little bit.
Ferris State's a solid team. You know, we're looking at the film, you know, they got some good DBs with some solid hips, and we just got to take this game as another step in the right direction and do what we do best, and that's prepare and execute our offense.
Let's have a little fun once again before we go. Let's play name association. I'll give you a name of a teammate, and you give me the first couple of words that come into your mind. Let's start with the quarterback, Brock Jensen.
Funny, loopy, and a little bit, I don't even know. Weird.
All right, we'll leave it at that. We won't make both roommates angry with you, so we'll skip to the other receiver, Zach Vrah.
Zach Vrah, you know, it used to be his long hair. Now it's his short hair, but, you know, just unbelievable ability to catch the ball.
And one more. Let's go with your punt return mate, Marcus Williams.
Marcus Williams, you know, extremely athletic, probably going to get drafted someday. He's just he's an All-American guy, too. You know, he's a really great guy, and you just can't get enough of him.
All right, Ry, best of luck this week, and best of luck the rest of the way. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much.